Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Inland Empire Baseball, coming to you worldwide at 66ers.com. Now, here's the voice of the Sixers, Steve Wendt.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome inside Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. It's the Inland Empire 66ers taking on the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, game two of a six-game series. I'm Jason Schwartz in for Steve Wendt tonight. So happy to be with you and great to have you all with us as the 66ers look to make it two in a row to start this series against the Quakes. And last night's game, it was an exciting one as the 66ers jumped out early, a 5-0 lead after the first inning. They led 7-1, but the Quakes would come back to take the lead in the seventh, 8-7, only to have Inland Empire score two in the top of the ninth and then shut the door in the bottom of the ninth. So the 66ers last night in the series opener came away with a 9-8 victory. 66ers improving their record to 29-29. Meanwhile, the Quakes fell to 32-26. And for the 66ers, they were able to gain a game on Lake Elsinore, the first place team in the South Division. The Storm lost in Modesto last night 17-3. So IE's slim hopes for the first half title still there, as again, they move to five games back. Meanwhile, for Rancho, missed opportunity as they were unable to hold on to the lead in the ninth. A chance to gain a game on the Storm, they didn't, and Rancho comes into the day two games back of Lake Elsinore. We'll definitely keep you posted on that score up in Modesto as the Storm and Nuts play game two of their six-game series. All right, let's jump into the starting lineups for tonight's game. Right now, the manager is John Shoemaker for the Quakes. He was ejected last night for the first time in his Rancho career. He is meeting with IE skipper Dave Stapleton and tonight's umpires Josiah Shepherd and Ryan Wilson. And as they exchange the lineup cards at home, let's exchange them with you, starting with the visiting 66ers, again coming in at 29-29. Adrian Placencia leading off at second base. Edgar Caro batting second and doing the catching tonight. Errol Vera bats third at shortstop. Werner Blakely batting cleanup as the designated hitter. Alexander Ramirez batting fifth in right field. David Calabresi bats sixth and plays center. Jeremy Orocho batting seventh in left. Kevin Watson Jr., the first baseman, bats eighth. And Vojta Menchik rounds out the order at third base. Jack Kohanowitz, the right-hander, getting the start tonight for IE, his second with the 66ers. No wins, no losses. His ERA still unblemished at 0.00. So again, for IE, it's Placencia, Caro, and Vera. Then Blakely, Ramirez, and Calabresi. Orocho, Watson, and Menchik with Kohanowitz on the mound. Now for the Quakes, their lineup as assigned by manager John Shoemaker as we continue on here on our San Manuel pregame show. Luis Diaz leading off third base. Jake Vogel bats second in center field. Yainer Fernandez batting third and doing the catching. Damon Keith hitting cleanup in right field. Gage Howard bats fifth in left. Austin Gauthier batting sixth at shortstop. Junior Garcia, the DH, bats seventh. Julio Carrion batting eighth at first base. And rounding out the order for Rancho at second base, it is Kenneth Betancourt playing second base. On the mound for the Quakes, Jermaine Rosario. He comes into the game. Two wins, three losses, and a 5.24 earned run average. So again, for Rancho, it is Diaz, Vogel, Fernandez, Keith, Howard, Gauthier, Garcia, Carrion, and Betancourt with Jermaine Rosario on the mound. Quick break here. When we come back, a look at the Cal League scoreboard today. That's next on the San Manuel pregame show.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The Sam Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The Sam Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sammanuelcares.org.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place where we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago, and why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Welcome back. Our San Manuel pregame show continues. Jason Schwartz with you from Rancho Cucamonga, in for Steve Wendt tonight. Good to have you all with us. 66ers getting set to play game two of this six-game series against the Quakes. A look at what's going on elsewhere on our out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Budweiser. In the Cal League today, one game final already. San Jose defeated Fresno 12-6, so the Giants, with still four games head-to-head against Fresno, now six games back of the Grizzlies in the first half North Division standings. But the Giants getting the Grizzlies during the day today, 12-6, the final score. One game about to get underway along with us here. It's Stockton at Visalia, a 6:30 start. And then later on up in Modesto, it is the Storm and the Nuts. That game starting at 7:05. The Angels organization today, AAA Salt Lake at Albuquerque, leading 6-1 right now, middle of the third inning. AA Rocket City up on Montgomery, heading to the eighth inning, 9-0. And High A Tri-City will be at Everett tonight. That game getting started at 7:05. And in the big leagues, the Angels today are at Dodger Stadium. So we've got Dodgers Angels right here in Rancho Cucamonga, and Dodgers Angels at Dodger Stadium. 7:10 first pitch from the Ravine. Reed Detmers for the Angels, and Tyler Anderson goes for the Dodgers. Quakes are taking the field here at Lone Mart Field as they come out in their white home uniforms. Both teams now coming out onto the lines for tonight's rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. And we'll keep it right here and pause for the anthem. We'll come back with the first pitch in all of tonight's action. The 66ers and the Quakes coming up next. This has been the San Manuel pregame show.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it has shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
The Inland Empire has the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. Pledge to be a Budweiser responsible fan when you're at the game. Enjoy responsibly and always plan ahead for a safe ride, whether that's requesting a rideshare service or using a designated driver. For more information, visit the Budweiser Responsibility Has Its Rewards kiosk at San Manuel Stadium. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
Welcome back, everybody. Inside Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, Jason Schwartz in for Steve Wendt tonight. And the 66ers and Quakes about to get started as Jermaine Rosario, Rancho starter, has made his final warm-up pitch. Quakes toss the ball around the horn, and Adrian Plasencia digs in from the left side. First pitch to him is swung on and missed. And we're underway at 6:33. First pitch time on a sunny and warm Tuesday evening here in mid-June. 0-1. And the righty delivers one in the dirt, blocked by Fernandez, the catcher, and the count evens 1-1. Adrian Plasencia, then Edgar Caro, and Errol Vera for the 66ers here in the first. 1-1, pitch low, swung on and missed. Plasencia tried to golf it, came up empty. And now a ball and two strikes on the 66ers' second baseman, leading things off. Next pitch from Rosario, and that one an off-speed pitch, misses low. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes. Shortstop playing basically up the middle behind second. Third baseman way off the line for Rancho. And Rosario, the kick, the 2-2. And a line drive to left, hanging in the air. Coming on is Howard, and he's able to make the catch, reaching down by his thighs to glove it. Kind of a basket-style catch. Nice play on a tough, hard-hit line drive, and there is one away for Edgar Caro, the 66er catcher. So one out, nobody on. And with Caro at the plate, hitting from the left side, Quakes use that same shift on him. As he swings here, shoots one the other way, foul up the third base line. It's nothing in one. So you can't have more than two infielders on either side of the bag, and the Quakes are basically playing the limits here, as they've got the shortstop Gauthier right up the middle, but just a tad on the shortstop side at second, and Diaz way off the line at third. 0-1 to Caro. Next pitch. Breaking ball. Drops in for a strike, and it's nothing in two. Josiah Shepherd calling the balls and strikes tonight. His colleague umpiring partner, Ryan Wilson, is out on the bases. 0-2 pitch. Here it is, and it's a curveball. Hit softly up the middle. A roller. Second baseman Betancourt to his right. Throws offline at first, but Cardione off the bag, gloves, and tags out Caro coming by for out number two. Now it's Errol Vera to the plate for Inland Empire. Two out, nobody on. Jermaine Rosario getting the start for the Quakes. Two wins, three losses, a 5.24 earned run average. Right-hander making his 12th appearance, his 10th start. And his first pitch to Vera, another switch hitter. It's a change-up low and outside, ball one. Vera hitting 216. The 1-0 pitch to him. He swings at an off-speed pitch and comes up empty way out in front. 1-1. Another shift on Vera on the infield as they play the left side towards the middle. 1-1. Swinging a little tapper foul back towards the entrance of the Quakes dugout on the left side. 1-2. Mostly a sun-splash field at the moment. Some shadows stretching out in deep left field and medium left field. Breeze blowing out towards right. The 1-2, here it comes. And it's an off-speed pitch up and away, evening the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, the 66ers last night won it 9-8, scoring 2 in the top of the ninth to come back and erase a one-run deficit. 2-2, big curve, swing and a miss. Vera strikes out, and that ends the top of the first inning. So German Rosario makes quick work of the 66ers, retires in 1-2-3. When we go to the bottom of the first, Jack Ohanowitz taking the mound for Inland Empire when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Inland Empire 66ers have the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. By pledging to be a Budweiser Responsible fan when you're at the games, you'll have a chance to be a Budweiser Responsible fan of the game and receive a prize. Join the team that enjoys responsibly and always plans ahead for a safe ride. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago. And why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Sixty-sixers go quietly in the top of the first inning, and now it's Jack Ohanowitz on the mound against this Rancho lineup. It gets started with Luis Diaz and Jake Vogel, then Yainer Fernandez. Now Jack Ohanowitz stands on the mound, making his second start this year with Inland Empire. 4 innings his last time out, no runs, just 3 hits allowed. And he kicks the leg here, first pitch to Diaz, right-handed hitter. He swings and skies one to right towards the line. The right fielder, Ramirez, he's under it and makes the catch. One pitch and one out. And let's get you set with the 66ers defensively. Left to right in the outfield, it's Orocho, Calabresi, and Ramirez. On the infield, Menchik at third, Vera at short, Plasencia at second, Watson Jr. at first. Carroll behind the plate, catching the righty, Ohanowitz, who looks like he sets up from the stretch. A little bit of a modified windup, extended stretch delivery, and pumps in a strike to Jake Vogel, a right-handed batter. No balls and one strike. No score, bottom of the first inning. Second baseman shading Vogel up the middle as Ohanowitz comes with the 0-1. It's a breaking ball, swung on and fouled back into the net. No balls and 2 strikes. 66ers today in their bright blue tops, black caps, gray road pants. 0-2, Ohanowitz looking to get Vogel right here, the pitch. And it swung on and popped up, shallow right. Plasencia goes out, Ramirez comes in. Ramirez calls and catches for out number 2. A couple of fly balls to Alexander Ramirez to begin the night for Jack Ohanowitz. And the batter now, Yainer Fernandez, who steps in, hitting .244, 3 homers and 18 runs batted in. He went 1-for-5 in last night's game with his 3rd home run of the season. Hit that one in the 7th inning. And Rancho scored 4 runs in the 7th to come back and take an 8-7 lead. And again, the 66ers ended up winning the game. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Quakes catcher is down and away for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. That one on the stadium radar gun. Clocked in at 94 miles per hour. 1-0. And the next pitch, Ohanowitz deals. And a curve misses low and outside for ball 2. So Ohanowitz trying to match his counterpart, German Rosario, with a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. Two balls, no strikes. Righty kicks the leg, comes home with a 2-0, and it's fouled off to the right, out of play. Our first pitch temperature here at Lomart Field, 85 degrees, and not a cloud in sight. Wind at 14 miles per hour out to right. 2-1, outfield straight up. Here's the pitch, and it's down and away, backhanded by Caro. Three balls and one strike. 66ers tonight trying to pick up their 30th win of the season. A win would move them within two games of the Quakes for second. Here's the 3-1. And it is just off the plate, down and away, ball four. And Yainer Fernandez works a two-out walk. First base runner of the game for either team. And it brings the cleanup hitter, Damon Keith, to the plate. Keith putting up good numbers, 301 batting average. He's got seven homers and 32 runs batted in, a 930 OPS. Another right-handed hitter. And the first pitch to him from Kohanowitz. Righty holds. Pitch clock down to three. And the pitch delivered. This is low, ball one. So after two quick fly balls to right field, Kohanowitz walks Fernandez and now falls behind Keith. He's missing down and away with that fastball consistently over the last two hitters. 1-0 pitch. And there it is again, another fastball outside and low. And Kohanowitz, after delivering that pitch, kind of looked at his fingertips, trying to regain that feel. 2-0. He sets, looks over his shoulder at first, now comes to the plate, and the pitch is grounded foul at home plate. Got that fastball in there. 2-1. Gage Howard on deck. Two balls, one strike, two out, no score in the bottom of the first. Right-hander comes set. And the pitch swung on and chopped to short. Vera waits back for a long hop. Fields goes the short way to second. And Plasencia there for the force. And that ends the inning. So a two-out walk, but no harm, no foul. No runs, no hits. One man left, no errors. We go to the second. It's scoreless here at Lone Mark Field between the 66ers and the Quakes.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Carlton Fisk. Make your plans today to visit Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run.
Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
On we go to the second inning. No score. Neither team with a hit in the first inning. We did see Jack Kohanowitz walk one. So now the 66ers come to bat here in the second, looking to get somebody on base. Warner Blakely gets it started. First pitch swinging. Hits a high fly ball. Shallow right center. Racing in Damon Keith. And on the run, he makes the catch. One pitch and one out in the second. And now Alexander Ramirez makes his way to the plate. So four up, four down for Jeremy Rosario. Right-hander comes into the game having pitched 34 into third innings this year. 34 hits allowed, the league batting 258. 41 strikeouts, but a pretty high 25 walks. First pitch to Ramirez, a comebacker, reaching out to his left to stab it. Rosario's got it. Jogs to first and underhands there to get Ramirez. So two pitches and two outs in the IE second. And now David Calabresi to the plate, left-handed batter, with two out and nobody on base. Wine in the pitch from Rosario to the left-handed hitting Calabresi, and pitch is taken low. Ball one, 1-0. Calabresi went 3-for-5 in last night's game. Takes this one outside. Ball two. David 3-for-5, 3 RBIs. He brought his average up over 200, now at 201. 2-0 pitch to him. Swings and rolls one to short right at the shortstop, who was shaded up the middle. Gauthier fields and throws, and that is a four-pitch inning, 4-5 for Jeremy Rosario. It's 6-up, 6-down to start the game for the Quakes right-hander. Kohanowitz back to the mound for the bottom of the second inning. When we come back, no score at Lone Mart Field.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place where we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago, and why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Gage Howard leading off for Rancho. Bottom of the second inning, no score. As Jack Kohanowitz goes back to work. Jason Schwartz with you in for Steve Wendt tonight. And the first pitch to Gage Howard misses high and away for ball one, 1-0. Howard, Gauthier, and Garcia due up for the Quakes. As Kohanowitz sets, feet pointed towards third, now steps back towards first with a front leg, kicks, delivers, and gets one over for a strike to even the count at 1-1. Kohanowitz wearing number 32. Next pitch from the right-hander, and it misses high to the left-handed hitting at Howard, 2-1. So Gage Howard, the only left-handed hitter in Rancho's lineup and the only left-handed position player hitter that they have on their roster. They do have a switch hitter. 2-1. Swing and a drive to center field. Hit well and deep. Going back, Calabresi in front of the warning track. He makes the catch. And a loud first out of the bottom of the second inning. One down for Austin Gauthier. Jack Kohanowitz, the Pennsylvania native. Third-round pick of the Angels in 2019. Spent time with the 66ers last year. Tall right-hander listed at 6'6", 220. 21 years old, delivers the first pitch here to Gauthier, and the right-handed batter looks at a curve that misses high and outside, ball one. Kohanowitz last year, 4-2 with the 66ers, a 6.91 ERA through 83 and a third innings. 1-0 pitch, and that one on the outside corner for a strike. Good job of framing there by Caro. Looked like that one maybe a tad outside, but Caro really snatched it back over. Got the call from the home plate umpire, Josiah Shepherd. One ball, one strike. And the righty's 1-1. Off speed, up and in, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Kohanowitz had a good first outing with the 66ers this year, 2-1. Misses up and away, ball three. Pitched against Modesto, went four innings. Three hits, no runs, struck out three, didn't walk anybody. Three-one. Swing and a foul off to the right. That fills up the count, 3-2. Kohanowitz pitching a week ago today on the 8th. Right-hander comes set, 3-2 to the right-handed hitting Gauthier. Nobody on with one out, no score in the second. And the pitch is just off the outside, ball four. Caro popped up, was about to start throwing the ball around the horn. And now just kind of standing there, turns and looks at the home plate umpire, a questioning glance. Can understand when that pitch earlier in the at-bat was called a strike. You see why Caro thought that one would be as well. But instead, it's the second walk issued by Kohanowitz. 66ers with, or rather the Quakes with a man at first base. And now it's Junior Garcia as Kohanowitz works again with a runner at first. First pitch here. Swung on and chopped foul back to the Quakes on deck circle where Carrion, the on deck hitter, is able to reach up and snag it. No balls, one strike. Junior Garcia, big right-handed hitter, hitting 272. He's got four homers, 32 runs batted in. Went one for four last night. Waits for the pitch, and it comes from Kohanowitz. Misses down and away off speed. One ball, one strike. So Kohanowitz, as we just mentioned last week in his season debut with IE, no walks in four innings, and now he's issued two so far. In an inning into third. No hits allowed yet as he comes set. And the righty's 1-1 on the way. Swung on and popped up. Back of the plate. Caro coming back. Will he have room? He won't. It's three rows back, and it kind of hit the back of a fan who was trying to duck to get out of the way. Hit him back in like the shoulder blade. He's fine. Good to go. They'll come check on him. And it's now 1-2 on Garcia with Julio Carrion on deck. Shadows now stretching out over home plate as Kohanowitz turns and throws to first base. Gauthier back in with a dive. Austin this season has stolen six bases. He's been caught just once. Quakes, as a team, not one of the more active teams on the base paths. Here comes the 1-2, and it's hit in the air to right center field. Ramirez on the run. He won't get to it. It's over his head and goes all the way to the wall. Gauthier into third. He's getting the wave home from Shoemaker. The relay coming all the way to the plate, and it's not nearly in time. Gauthier scores standing up on a double for Junior Garcia, and the Quakes lead 1-0. '66ers lucky there. There was no reason for that throw to go to the plate. Plasencia got the throw from Ramirez. There was no shot to get Gauthier. And the only thing they risked was allowing Garcia to take third. And Junior started to go to third, then decided not to. And there was nobody behind him covering second, so the 66ers weren't able to throw behind him and get him. All right, now with one out and a 1-0 lead, it's Julio Carrion at the plate for Rancho. And the first pitch, he takes high, ball one. Carrion, the first baseman for the Quakes, batting 230. Four homers, 28 batted in. 1-0 Rancho as Garcia's double cashes in the walk. The 1-0 pitch here, and it's outside, two balls and no strikes. Kenneth Betancourt, the number 9 hitter in the order, is on deck for the Quakes. Next pitch, swing and a miss as Kohanowitz snapped off a breaking ball. Carrion tried to hold his swing, but it went well around. 2-1. Next pitch, and time called just before it was delivered. Oh, no, actually, it was a pitch clock violation. So now it's 2-1, and make it 3-1. And have noticed Kohanowitz has been working pretty deliberately, and he's had that pitch clock wind down on him a few times. It's down at 2 right now. He finally gets the pitch off, and a fastball swung on and missed. That pitch was up. Might have been ball 4. And the count goes full 3-2 with a runner at second and one out. 1-0 Rancho, bottom of the second inning. Kohanowitz trying to get a couple quick outs here, get out of the inning, and then the 66ers will try to get their first base runner. They've been 6-up, 6-down so far. 3-2. Fastball foul back over the net and out of play. And we'll go again with a full count. 3-2. Second baseman Placencia playing close to the bag, trying to keep Garcia nearby. Outfield shading Carrion towards right. Kohanowitz works from the first base side of the rubber. Check second, now fires to the plate. And it's swung on and fouled off again. A fastball at 93. Three and two again. Long battle here. Here comes the 8th pitch of the at-bat. And it's a fastball hit high in the air, deep down the right field line, slicing towards foul ground. And that one got over the fence, foul to the opposite field. So 330 down the lines here, and Carrion just put one over the wall. But it was just to the right of the foul pole. 330 down the lines, and then 401 to center field here at Lone Mart Field. All right, 3-2 again. And now a 9th pitch in this at-bat. Kohanowitz about to make his 35th of the game. Payoff pitch again. And it's a changeup high for ball 4. So that is now 3 straight that Kohanowitz has been unable to retire after the deep fly ball to start the inning off Gauthier, or rather off Howard's bat. He walked to Gauthier, gave up the RBI double to Garcia, now the walk to Carrion. Well, double play now in order. 2 on with 1 out, and Kenneth Betancourt, the number 9 hitter in the Quakes order at the plate. And the first pitch, another clock violation. So Kohanowitz now behind 1-0. So that is 2 pitch clock violations in this second inning for Kohanowitz. One ball, no strikes, 2 on, 1 out, the pitch. Off speed, waved at and missed. Betancourt, big, long swing out in front. And it's 1-1. Quakes 1, 66ers nothing. We're in the bottom of the second. One ball, one strike. And Jack, the next pitch. Change up again on the outside corner for strike 2. Now he's ahead, 1-2. Luis Diaz, the leadoff man in the order, on deck, hopeful to to get to the plate here in this second inning. 1-2 pitch. Kohanowitz deals, and Betancourt swings, hits a soft liner to first, jumping catch by Watson, and he looks at both bases. Both runners get back, so no chance at a double play, but a nice job by Watson jumping on that soft line drive, make the catch. That could have easily just barely gotten over his glove and gone into shallow right field for a base hit. Now there are two out with two on, and the batter Diaz, Kohanowitz, trying to get out of the inning and limit the Quakes to just the one run. Two on with two out. Pitch clock down to two. The pitch. Curve. Big swing and a miss. Oh, Rancho's had trouble with the curve early on. And Kohanowitz seems to be having a little bit of trouble with the fastball command. Two walks in this inning. Three walks so far in the game. 0-1. The righty looks at second. And the one strike pitch. Another curve and another swing and a miss. Big slow curve. 76 on that one. And now he's got Diaz at 0-2. Luis fly to right his first time up. No balls. Two strikes. Two out. Two on. 0-2 pitch. Here it is. And a fastball. Up and away. Tried to get Diaz to climb the ladder and go after it. And he waited. So 1-2, and we'll do it again here with Jake Vogel on deck. Kohanowitz set. Runners lead. The right-hander pitches. And it's a fastball swung on and missed. He strikes out Diaz to strand two and end the inning. But the Quakes do get one run on one hit. They leave two, no errors. And at the end of two innings at Lone Mart Field, it's the Quakes one and the 66ers nothing.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it has shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
The Inland Empire has the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. Pledge to be a Budweiser responsible fan when you're at the game. Enjoy responsibly and always plan ahead for a safe ride, whether that's requesting a rideshare service or using a designated driver. For more information, visit the Budweiser Responsibility Has Its Rewards kiosk at San Manuel Stadium. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
'66ers down 1-0 coming to bat in the top of the third inning. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field in Rancho on this beautiful June evening. Jeremy Orocho getting it started for the Sixers here in the third. First pitch from Jermaine Rosario is taken for strike one. Orocho, switch hitter, batting from the left side, hitting 250. 0-1 to him. Is low and off of the catcher Fernandez's glove. It rolls through his legs behind him. One ball, one strike. 66ers looking for their first base runner. Rosario has retired him all six. As he pumps one down and in. Two balls, one strike. Orocho, Watson, and Menchik do up for IE here in the third. 2-1, the wind and the pitch. And that one is a strike at the knees on the inside, and Orocho can't believe it. He's hopping mad in the batter's box as he thought at first it was a ball, realized it was called a strike, and then kind of turned and looked at the umpire. Now he takes a pitch high. It's 3-2. Saw something kind of similar last night in the Angels game. Angels were playing the Dodgers. Some of you may have seen it. 3-2. Swinging a ground ball hit to the right side. Second baseman Betancourt to his right. Gloves and throws to first. And it's in time. One down. With Watson coming up. Quakes leading it 1-0 here in the third. Late in the game last night, Matt Duffy, former Corvallis Knight, playing now for the Angels, was in the box facing the Dodgers' Craig Kimbrell. And it's the first pitch here to the left-handed hitting Watson, swung on, tap foul back at the plate. Laz Diaz had to come in during that inning. There was a long break because the home plate umpire, I believe Nate Tomlinson's his name, 0-1, fouled away. It's 0-2. He took a Mike Trout broken bat to the face. It went inside his mask. The pointy part of the broken bat went inside the mask. Fortunately, only got his nose. It was a scary scene as Watson takes high. And count now is 1-2. But anyway, Diaz had to come in. He was behind the plate. Duffy was at the plate hitting as the 1-2 to Watson is a breaking ball that drops in for strike three. Second strikeout for Rosario. Two down in the inning, and here's Voitamenchi. Well, Duffy took what was a ball. There were two strikes in the at-bat, but he kind of turned his head, and he saw Diaz motion something with his hands, and Duffy thought that Laz Diaz was calling it a strike. And so Duffy had this moment where he turned like, no, you can't call that a strike. And he was upset for one brief half second. As a curveball drops into Menchik for strike one, 0-1. But then Duffy realized, okay, no. And he kind of turned and smiled and gave Diaz a little nod of apology. Pitches in for a strike, 0-2. Duffy would ultimately work a walk, but the Dodgers would ultimately hold on to win the game. 0-2, two out, nobody on. Top of the third, 1-0 Quakes. Rosario deals. Curve misses low to Menchik, who holds off 1-2. So the Dodgers got the best of the Angels in the big leagues last night, but the Angels got the best of the Dodgers here in the Cal League. 1-2. Curve again down and away. Evens the count. 2-2. Dodgers and Angels just a couple of minutes from getting going right now at Dodger Stadium. In fact, Dodgers just taking the field. Tyler Anderson on the mound. 2-2. Foul back. We'll do it again. Anderson, former Cal-Leaguer with the Modesto Nuts. He was coming up with the Colorado Rockies, a one-time first-round pick of the Rockies back in 2011. All right, 2-2. Rosario deals. Curve and Menchik swings and inside outs it, hitting it foul the other way. We'll do it again. Outfield has Menchik shaded to right. Infield playing him straight up. Rosario trying to go through the order one time. 9-up, 9-down. 2-2 pitch on its way, and he bounces it in. Count now full to Menchik, 3-2. Voit taps the bat on the plate. Right-handed hitter waiting. Rosario, payoff pitch. And a curve stays high, ball four. First base runner of the game for Inland Empire. And it's a two-out walk to Voitamenchik here in the third inning. And that brings Adrian Placencia to the plate. We'll see how the 66ers fare against Rosario second time through the order. Placencia flied, or should say lined out to left his first time. He hit it sharply. First pitch from Rosario, swinging a chopper to second. Chest-high hop for Betancourt, throws to first. One second baseman grounds out to the other, and the third inning comes to an end. No runs, no hits, a walk, and one left, no errors. We go to the bottom of the third inning. 66ers still trail the Quakes 1-0.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Inland Empire 66ers have the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. By pledging to be a Budweiser Responsible fan when you're at the games, you'll have a chance to be a Budweiser Responsible fan of the game and receive a prize. Join the team that enjoys responsibly and always plans ahead for a safe ride. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago. And why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
On we go. Bottom of the third inning. Quakes lead 1-0. And Jack Ohanowitz out to the mound for his third inning of work. He hit a little bit of a rough patch there in the second, but able to pitch out of it. And now faces Jake Vogel, the number two hitter in the order, to start off the third. First pitch, big sweeping curve, and it misses down and away for ball one. Well, they are underway up in Modesto, a game that we will keep a close eye on. The Storm and the Nuts. It's a 1-0 from Kohanowitz is taken for a strike on the outside edge, 1-1, and that's a wide outside corner right there from Josiah Shepherd. It's been a tad inconsistent here early on. So remember, he called that wide outside corner early in an at-bat as Vogel swings at the 1-1 and pulls it foul, 1-2. And then later in that same at-bat, it was Austin Gauthier in the second, a pitch that was seemingly in the same spot, maybe a little bit closer to being a strike. Was called ball four, and Edgar Caro showed his frustration behind the plate. 1-2 the count. Next pitch to Vogel, and a fastball swung on and missed. Caro dropped it, but Vogel already had turned and started back for the dugout. So that's the second strikeout for Kohanowitz, who starts off the third inning strong. One out for Yainer Fernandez, who walked his first time up. Well, in Modesto, Lake Elsinore already with two runs in the top of the first inning. Leading Modesto 2-0. Pitch misses high to Fernandez, 1-0. Seven games after tonight left in the first half. Eight including tonight. 1-0 misses high, ball two. 66ers. Five games back of first. Quakes two games back of first. Storm in first. Two balls, no strikes. And the next pitch from Jack on the way. That one, there it is again. Misses outside this time. Looked outside, but similar spot on that outside edge. So he falls behind Fernandez 3-0, and he's in danger of walking his fourth batter of the game. Kohanowitz kicks, 3-0, and he gets that one over. That right there was his 50th pitch already. 29 strikes. 3-1. First baseman way off the line, second baseman up the middle, the pitch. And that is high, ball four. He's walked Fernandez twice. So Yainer down to first base with one out. Damon Keith coming up. The thing the Quakes have going for them is they finish the first half next week in Lake Elsinore. So no better way to gain ground on the team you're chasing than to win head-to-head. First pitch here. Keith takes strike one, nothing in one. Obviously, the Sixers have other plans in mind. They'd like to give themselves the best chance by winning out the rest of the first half. Crazier things have happened. 0-1, next pitch. Chop to third, fielded by Menchik. He goes to second for one. The turn to first, it is not in time. Very close. Keith just beat it out. And there's two down The fielder's choice. 5-4 the out if you're scoring. Here's Gage Howard. So two out, runner at first. Howard, left-handed hitter, at the plate. Kohanowitz ready. And the righty's first pitch. Swinging a grounder up the middle, right at the shortstop, Vera, who gloves and takes it a few steps to step on second for the final out of the inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, one left, no errors. Three innings in the books, and a good one so far. Sixers, though, trail the Quakes 1-0.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Carlton Fisk. Make your plans today to visit Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run.
Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Welcome back to Rancho. Jason Schwartz in for Steve Wendt tonight. Sixers trail the Quakes 1-0 as we go to the top of the fourth inning. And leading it off for Inland Empire, it's Edgar Caro, who takes the first pitch for strike one. No balls and one strike. Jermaine Rosario hasn't given up a hit yet. Next pitch, a little soft flare to first, caught easily by Cardione. Caro is out number one in the top of the fourth. Errol Vera to the plate. Vera struck out swinging his first time. One of two strikeouts for Jermaine Rosario so far. And right-hander delivers the first pitch, and it's up and away for ball one. Rosario just made his 40th pitch of the game. So he's been very efficient, as you'd expect. He hasn't allowed a hit until now. Vera at the 1-0 swings, hits one back through the middle into center field, and a base hit. First of the game for Inland Empire, and it comes here with one out in the fourth inning. And Werner Blakely stepping in. So now each team with one hit. Quakes have had more traffic on the bases because Kohanowitz has walked four. First pitch to Blakely, left-handed batter. Takes an off-speed pitch, down and in. Ball one, 1-0. Rosario, the next pitch. And that one off-speed for a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Storm, by the way, have scored two more in the first, leading it 4-0 now, as they finally have gone to the bottom of the first inning in Modesto. Here's the 1-1 and a check swing, but Blakely goes around, according to the home plate umpire Josiah Shepard. Count goes to 1-2 with a runner at first and one away. Vera held on by Cardione. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball. And Blakely strikes out swinging. Three strikeouts now for Jermaine. Two out in the top of the fourth inning. Alexander Ramirez coming up. Ramirez grounded back to the box his first time. Shadows, by the way, now covering both the mound and the plate and stretching across the outfield. Ramirez takes strike one. Right field right now is the Sun Field, and Damon Keith is out there. He's got sunglasses on, but I think they're on his cap, not on his eyes. But you can see the glare coming off of them, pretty bright. 0-1. Breaking ball stays high, and the count evens at 1-1. Lights on, but not yet taking effect. Some of the longest days of the year here in mid-June. Meanwhile, pitch is down and away. Snap throw down to first, and they've backpicked Errol Vera. Fernandez throwing to first. He threw it low. Cardillon did a nice job to pick it. And then Vera just so far off the base. Cardillon was able to turn and apply the tag in time. So the 66ers get a hit, but have nothing to show for it. 3.5 innings in the books. Quakes 1, Sixers nothing.
For more than 2 decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place where we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago, and why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Moving right along, bottom of the fourth inning, Quakes come to bat. Gauthier, Garcia, and Cardillon, the three that Kohanowitz had trouble with in the second when he gave up the game's only run. 1-0 Rancho Cucamonga, and Kohanowitz's first pitch to Gauthier. Fastball, good spot, outside corner at the knees, and it's nothing and one. Dodgers and Angels underway at Dodger Stadium, as we mentioned. Reed Detmer is getting the start for the Angels in that one. 0-1 pitch, and it's outside. 1-1. Visalia and Stockton playing tonight in Visalia on the Budweiser out-of-town scoreboard. Rawhide leading Stockton 3-1, top of the fifth. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up, shallow right. Ramirez, long run. This is going to be tough, and he gets there on a dead sprint to make the catch. Ends up almost all the way onto the infield. One out. And here's Junior Garcia, who has the Quakes' only hit, an RBI double back in the second. Well, Visalia and Stockton, the battle of two teams who are so thrilled that the Cal League's back to it in the half-schedule system. Pitch here to Junior Garcia. Swing and a high drive to left. This one's hit well, but it's going to stay in the yard as Orocho goes towards the line and makes the catch for out number two. I mean, you got those two teams. If this were last year when there was just the one schedule, the one full season standings reflected from game one to the last game of the season. This year back to the first half and second half. You have Stockton at 22-36, last place in the North, and Visalia. As first pitch here is swung on and missed by Cardillon, 0-1. Visalia 16-42. Brutal. And they thought they were better than last year's club at the start of this year. 0-1, two out, nobody on. 1-0 Rancho, fourth inning. Kohanowitz looking for a 1-2-3 fourth, and he drops in a curveball for strike two. Jumps ahead of Cardione, 0-2. Kohanowitz just made his 60th pitch of the game. 0-2, two out. Kick, next pitch. A fastball hit high in the air, deep to right. Ramirez going back. This is trouble with the wind blowing out, and it sails over the right field wall. Opposite field home run for Julio Cardione. And again, that breeze helps too. It's 2-0 Rancho. And that was on an 0-2 pitch, and just a fastball up in the zone. So much of the plate. Again, the fifth homer for Cardione. He picks up his 29th run batted in. And now Kenneth Betancourt, the number 9 hitter in the order. Kohanowitz kicks, and the first pitch to him is taken high, ball one. One and oh. Next pitch. Just below the knees, and it's 2-0 now. Betancourt wearing the high blue socks, but he's wearing the socks they wear in the big leagues, the Dodgers socks with the palm trees. Here comes the 2-0. And that one low and away. Three balls, no strikes. Next pitch. And that one in there. Betancourt thought it was a ball. He was about to turn and toss the bat aside. 3-1. 2-0 Quakes. Fourth inning. 3-1. Low, ball four. And the fifth walk of the game for Kohanowitz. Back to the top of the order for Rancho. Here comes Luis Diaz. And here comes Dave Stapleton, the Sixers skipper, out of the dugout, making the walk to the mound. And that is going to be it for Kohanowitz. 66ers had action in their bullpen. And we have a pitching change here at San Manuel Stadium. So we'll step aside. Bottom of the fourth inning with two out. Quakes have a runner at first base with a 2-0 lead.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place where we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago, and why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Thank you. New pitcher for Inland Empire is the left-hander Joey Walsh. Takes over with two out and a runner at first, facing Luis Diaz. And the first pitch misses down and in. 4-1. Jack Ohanowitz goes 3 2/3 in his second start of the year with IE. And now you've got Walsh, who's making his 16th appearance. Lefty, 1-0, set. And the pitch swung on, popped up, back of the plate. This is going to get out of play. It's a big hop off the walkway up into the second level of seats. Right into the waiting hands of a young fan. 1-1 on Diaz. Runner at first, two out. Walsh set, looks at first, looks again. Now kicks and comes home. Diaz swings and bounces it foul past John Shoemaker in the third base coach's box. Shoe, as they call him, will walk and grab the ball and toss it into the seats. Not a bad crowd here for a Wednesday. It's a bark in the ballpark Wednesday, so some dogs in attendance. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's popped up. Shallow right center, Plasencia goes out. Calabresi and Ramirez come in and drops in front of Ramirez. And judging by the way everybody ran after that ball, I don't think anybody knew where it was. Over to third base goes Betancourt. And Diaz with a very lucky bloop single. But first, the eyes were on Plasencia, who looked like he had a beat on it. He was headed out, angled to his right towards dead center. Calabresi kind of running towards him, but kind of more towards the right field line. And then Ramirez came in and ended up dropping in front of Ramirez, I'd say maybe 30 feet away from Plasencia. And now the third base runner coming way up the line, Betancourt, but Walsh doesn't flinch and delivers a pitch low and inside for ball one. So it's Jake Vogel at the plate, two out, runners at the corners, Quakes up 2-0 and threatening to add to their lead here. Meanwhile, Betancourt continues to get a running start from third, but Walsh just holds, waits, now delivers low. Caro with a little bluff towards third. Two balls, no strikes on Vogel. Joey Walsh, 1-2, 6.91 ERA, 27 1/3 innings so far this year. And the lefty on 2-0 to Jake Vogel deals, and it's low ball three. So this inning got off to a promising start as Kohanowitz got the first two batters rather quickly, but then Carrion hit the home run. Betancourt walked. Walsh came in and gave up the bloop hit. Now 3-0 to Vogel. Next pitch, and Vogel gets a green light, hits it high in the air to left, playable for Orocho. He's under it and makes the catch to end the inning. Walsh ends up stranding the inherited runner. Quakes leave two, but they do get one on the Carrion home run. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. Quakes 2-0.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it has shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
The Inland Empire has the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. Pledge to be a Budweiser responsible fan when you're at the game. Enjoy responsibly and always plan ahead for a safe ride, whether that's requesting a rideshare service or using a designated driver. For more information, visit the Budweiser Responsibility Has Its Rewards kiosk at San Manuel Stadium. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
2-0 Quakes as the 66ers come to bat in the fifth, looking to get anything going offensively against Jermaine Rosario. Jason Schwartz with you, in for Steve Wendt tonight. So happy to have you all with us as Alexander Ramirez starts it for IE and takes the first pitch, called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Ramirez was left in the plate, was left at the plate, should say, to end the fourth. He swings at a hanging breaking ball, launches one to left, and this is over the head of the left fielder Howard, who didn't play it well at all. And Ramirez on his way into second as Howard picks it up on the warning track, gets it back in. A leadoff double for Alexander Ramirez. Wasn't hard to tell right off the bat that Howard completely misplayed it. Ramirez really stung it. It was a line drive. Knew it didn't have the height or the distance to get out, but had a feeling it would get over Howard's head at least, and Howard just kind of froze and then just kind of turned and started jogging back towards the wall. But if he moves back on that right away, he might have a chance to catch it. Now the batter, David Calabresi, and he swings and fouls back the first pitch, 0-1. So Inland Empire already here quickly in the fifth with a chance to answer after the Quakes scored one to make it 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Calabresi grounded out to short his first time. Now looks at a changeup up and away. Ball 1-1-1. No action in the Quakes bullpen. Rosario now at 52 pitches. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss off speed, and Calabresi out in front there. One, two. Breaking ball stays just high. Two and two now. David at the very least hoping to move the runner up the pitch. Breaking ball again just high. Very close. Fernandez, the catcher, held it there for a moment. Close pitch, upper part of the zone. 3-2, here it comes. And a fastball. Calabresi slaps it foul back into the net to stay alive. That one got on him quick. 93 from Rosario. We'll do it again at 3-2. Infield playing David DePaul, left-handed hitter, wearing number 11. Stares down Rosario. 3-2 pitch again. And it's hit in the air to left field. Playable for Howard. He makes the catch. Ramirez tagging from second, but he's only bluffing. And there is one out here in the top of the fifth inning with Ramirez still at second base. Jeremy Orocho coming up. Well, Modesto scored two in the bottom of the first inning against Lake Elsinore. So it's 4-2 Storm in the top of the second up at John Thurman Field in Modesto. Here's the first pitch to the switch hitting Orocho, and he takes high, ball one. Modesto put it on the Storm last night, 17-3, the final score. 1-0 pitch, and that one very high. Fernandez jumps up to catch it. It's 2-0. Well, anybody following the 66ers knows that Modesto's on some kind of hot streak right now as they finished off the series in San Bernardino on Sunday with a 17-run performance, and they got really hot at the plate at the end of that series. Orocho a swing and a miss, and now it's 2-1. Rosario set, 2-1 pitch, here it comes, and that one a fastball two-seamer catches the outside corner at 94. It's 2-2. Well, so again now, the Nuts taking on the Storm. So everybody supporting Inland Empire and Rancho, hoping that the Nuts can get a bunch of wins against the Storm this week. 2-2 up and away, and it's 3-2. Full count. Runner at second with one out. Quakes a 2-0 lead. 66ers with the leadoff double by Ramirez here in the second, trying to get on the board. A lot of offense last night. Not much so far here tonight. 3-2. And Rosario deals. And it's chopped foul right side, rolling towards the 66er dugout. Not much on it. Doesn't even make it all the way to the dugout. We'll do it again at 3-2. Three and two, one out. Rocho with Watson on deck. Rosario, the kick, the pitch. And a line drive left center. That's down for a base hit. Ramirez hits third. He's going to be waved home. He'll score without a play. Ball picked up in the gap by Howard. Gets it into second. Orocho held to a single, but an RBI. And the 66ers get the run back and are now on the board. It's 2-1, Rancho Cucamonga. Jeremy Orocho picks up his 7th RBI. And he's at first base for Kevin Watson Jr., who struck out swinging his first time. Rosario's first pitch to him, and it's taken down and away, ball one. One and oh on Watson. Left-handed batter. Runner at first. He goes. Rocho trying for second. Got a great jump, and the throw down is not in time. Deflects off the glove of Gauthier. Orocho trying for third. The throw there gets away into foul ground. And Diaz over to pick it up. And Orocho stays put at third. So a stolen base for Orocho. And then the E2 on the catcher, Fernandez. Weird thing about it, though, Orocho almost got himself into trouble. The ball was low. The throw from Fernandez, it hit off Gauthier's glove, deflected out towards right. The second baseman, Betancourt, went to chase it down, but Orocho hesitated not once, but twice, maybe even you could say a third time, before finally taking off, and the Quakes did have a chance to get him at third. Now infield up, and a 2-0 pitch, Watson goes around on a high fastball, and the count 2-1. Tying run at third base. Two and one. Next pitch. And Watson swings, fouls it straight back. It's 2-2. Watson, a great chance to pick up his 12th RBI. Orocho, by the way, just stole his third base. And he got such a good jump on Rosario. 2-2. Here's the pitch from the righty. And Watson chased a breaking ball in the dirt. He strikes out for the second time. Fourth strikeout for Rosario overall. And here's Vojta Menchik. And now the Quakes can breathe a little bit easier as they play the infield back. And Menchik has to make something happen here with the bat to try to bring Orocho home. Although we do want to check on Rosario this year. He has thrown 11 wild pitches. So that is a possibility. First pitch, curveball, check swing foul off Menchik's bat. Is it deflected unintentionally off towards the 66er dugout? 0-1. Rosario, the 0-1. Curve down and away, one ball and one strike. Sun just about set over the San Gabriel Mountains, or behind them, rather. No more sunshine out on the field. Lights just starting to take effect. 1-1. Curve misses outside, 2-1. Sixers with the tying run 90 feet away, trailing 2-1, top of the fifth. Rosario leans in for the sign from Fernandez. Outfield shading Menchik to right, the 2-1. Down and in, ball three. Adrian Plasencia on deck. Three balls, one strike, two out. The next pitch, up and in, and he walked him. First walk of the game, or rather a second walk. Both times it's Menchik. And now first and third with two out for Plasencia, who is 0 for 2. And here comes John Shoemaker. There is a right-hander in the bullpen for the Quakes. And it looks like Shoemaker is headed that way. So Jeremy Rosario runs into a wall in the fifth. He walks off, and a new pitcher coming in. I'll let you know who it is on the other side. Quakes 2, 66ers 1, with 66ers threatening with runners at first and third. Two out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Inland Empire 66ers have the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. By pledging to be a Budweiser Responsible Fan when you're at the games, you'll have a chance to be a Budweiser Responsible Fan of the game and receive a prize. Join the team that enjoys responsibly and always plans ahead for a safe ride. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago, and why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Martin Santana, the new pitcher for Rancho Cucamonga, here in the top of the fifth, facing Adrian Plasencia with runners at first and third, two down. 66ers trail 2-1. First pitch from Santana. A fastball misses low and outside, ball one. Interesting to look at both starters facing both lineups twice through the order, and both of them replaced just before facing the leadoff man for a third time. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Pitch was down and away. Plasencia went after it, and it's 1-1. Sixers have a run in the inning. Ramirez led off with a double, scored on an Orocho single. Orocho stole second, moved to third on an error, and then Menchik walked. 1-1, chopped to first. Easy long hop. Carrione catches, steps on first for the out, and the inning is over. 66ers settle for the one run as they get on the board. One run on two hits. There was one error and two men left on base. Halfway home in Rancho, Quakes lead it 2-1.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Carlton Fisk. Make your plans today to visit Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Two to one, Sixers trailing Rancho. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Joey Walsh begins his first fresh inning. The Sixers reliever, left-hander, delivers the first pitch here to Yainer Fernandez, who fouls it straight back into the net. Nothing in one. Walsh came on with two out in the fourth, gave up a pop-up hit to Diaz, and then got Vogel to fly out on a 3-0 pitch and leave a runner at first and a runner at third, 0-1. Low and away, one ball, one strike. Fernandez walked twice, against Jack Ohanowitz. Meanwhile, a ball gets loose from the Sixers' bullpen, bounces out towards right, so Alexander Ramirez goes to track it down. Next pitch, swung on and missed. And the count, 1-2. Walsh, native of Plymouth, Mass. 1-2 pitch. Chop towards third. Menchik waits back. Gets a long hop. Quick release to first. He threw it low, and Watson dug it out. Nice play by Watson. And there's one gone. Here's Damon Keith. Final line on Jack Ohanowitz in his second start of the year with IE. 3 2/3 innings. 2 runs on 2 hits, including a solo home run. 5 walks. And 2 strikeouts. First pitch now to Damon Keith. Off speed, swung on and missed. 0-1. Quakes with 2 runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. Sixers, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. 0-1 pitch from Walsh. And that one on the outside corner. Strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes. Walsh looking to strike out Keith here, who's 0-2. A couple of fielder's choices for Damon. Swings to the 0-2 and launches one deep left field, and this one disappears into the trees. Damon Keith, a solo shot, and it's the Quakes who now get the run back. Keith's 8th home run, 33rd RBI. 3-1 Rancho and Gage Howard coming up. And you look at the 2 home runs now hit by the Quakes in this game. 1 off Ohanowitz, 1 off Walsh. Look, home runs will happen for sure. What disappoints you, if you're IE watching, both of those home runs on 0-2 pitches. It's the first pitch, breaking ball to Howard, misses outside, 1-0. Carrion hit a opposite field shot on an 0-2 pitch in the 4th, and now Keith here in the 5th on an 0-2 pitch. Howard takes another ball, 2 balls, 0 strikes. Noah. 2-0 on the inside corner for a strike, 2-1. See on our Budweiser Out of Town scoreboard that the Dodgers have a 3-0 lead on the Angels in the 2nd inning. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball down and away. Ball 3, 3-1. I think Mike Trout, though, reading this, robbed a home run in the 1st inning. So the Dodgers could have had a huge lead. Pitch here is taken down and away, or called a strike, though. Count runs full, 3-2. Yeah, Mike Trout robbed Chris Taylor of a home run. Mike Trout, former Quake. He's worn both these uniforms, the Quakes and 66ers. Wow, just took one away from Chris Taylor. Here's another breaking ball, just misses down and away, and that's ball 4 to Gage Howard. So a walk after the home run. And here's Austin Gauthier. One out, runner at first. First pitch from Walsh. And it's hit in the air, foul to the right, out of play. 0-1. 3-1 Quakes, bottom of the 5th inning. Walsh set, 0-1. Next pitch. And that one swung on, fouled away to the right. Nothing in 2. Austin today, a walk, a run scored, and a fly out to right field. Two strike pitch. Walsh set and holds. Here it is. And it swung on, popped up, foul ground, right side. Watson comes over. That one gets into the seats. And a fan leaning over the seats trying to get that ball almost tumbled over a couple of rows, but was able to maintain his balance. Hole in two. Walsh, the pitch. And that misses high, ball one. Next pitch, hit in the air down the right field line, slicing, foul. At the back end of the 66er bullpen. Also seeing this, there were two immaculate innings in one game today. The Astros, Luis Garcia and Phil Maton, each threw immaculate innings. And this is kind of crazy. We can expand on that here. As Walsh looks at first. And the pitch. It's hit foul again. We'll do it again at 1-2 with one out and a runner at first. Quakes lead 3-1. So originally it was reported it was the first time in Major League history that there were two immaculate innings in one game. But you look a little bit deeper. First time there have been two on a single calendar date. It's never happened twice on the same day before throughout the major leagues. As Gauthier takes one low. 2-2. Now time called as the ball gets loose again from the 66er bullpen. For those who are unfamiliar, by the way, an immaculate inning is an inning in which a pitcher strikes out all three batters on 9 pitches, the minimum. Here's the 2-2. Runner goes from first, and the pitch grounded up the middle. To his right, the second baseman, Plasencia, he backhands. His only play is to first with the runner on the move, and Plasencia gets him. Gauthier grounds out 4-3. Two away, Howard does take second on the play, and the batter now, Junior Garcia. Here's Dave Stapleton to the mound, and second straight inning, we're going to see a mid-inning pitching change. Right-hander coming in for IE. We'll tell you who it is when we come back. Quakes have a runner at second, two out, bottom of the fifth. They lead it 3-1. Back in a moment.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place where we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago, and why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers, fresh, affordable, community first.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Seward Aquino, the new pitcher for IE, taking over with the runner at second and two out in the bottom of the fifth inning, facing the right-handed hitting Junior Garcia. 11th appearance for Aquino, 1-1, a 7.30 ERA, and his first pitch to Garcia is hit in the air to right field, right at Ramirez, and now he has to race back, and he reaches up and makes the catch and then tumbles to the ground at the base of the warning track. What a play by Alexander Ramirez, who did not read it well off the bat, then had to race back. He reached up, extending his arm as far and high as he could, and he brought it in on the dive back towards the wall. Nice play, saves a run, and ends the fifth inning. 3-1 Rancho as the 66ers send Carroll, Vera, and Blakely to the plate when we come back.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it has shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
The Inland Empire has the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. Pledge to be a Budweiser responsible fan when you're at the game. Enjoy responsibly and always plan ahead for a safe ride, whether that's requesting a rideshare service or using a designated driver. For more information, visit the Budweiser Responsibility Has Its Rewards kiosk at San Manuel Stadium. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
Waits, get the run back on the Damon Keith solo homer, but then Alexander Ramirez, saves a run on that diving catch in right field. And so we go to the top of the sixth. Sixers trailing 3-1. Martin Santana back to the mound. He got the final out of the fifth and now faces Caro, Vera, and Blakely for the Sixers here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch. And Caro takes outside from the righty Santana. Edgar 0 for 2. Grounded to second. Lined softly to first. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Santana on the 1-0. Kicks and deals. And Caro takes strike one. Three runs, four hits, an error for Rancho. One run, three hits, and no errors for IE. 1-1 pitch, Santana deals. Caro swings, hits one in the air. Well left center. Back on it, Vogel. And he makes the catch on the run back towards the track. Caro hit that one well, but it's out number one in the sixth. And Errol Vera coming up. Well, things have settled a little bit in Modesto as we check the Budweiser Out of Town scoreboard. Storm still up on the nuts, but same score as they're now in the fourth inning. Storm 4, Modesto 2. Vera, switch hitter, batting left-handed. First pitch to him from Santana. Strike one at the knees, nothing in one. Santana from the Dominican Republic. 6-4 righty. 0-1 pitch in the dirt, and it kicks away. One ball, one strike. Warner Blakely on deck. Tomorrow, the series continues. Another 6:30 first pitch time. 1-1 in there for a strike, 1-2. Connor Van Scoy tomorrow for IE. One-two pitch. Here it is. In the dirt. Bounce way in front of the plate. 2-2. River Ryan due to start tomorrow for Rancho. Battle of a couple right-handers. 6:30 first pitch. Game two here tonight of this six-game set. 66ers won last night, 9-8, an exciting one. Here's the 2-2, and it's fouled off at the plate. We'll do it again. A again last night, i.e. let it 7-1 and let it get away from him. Rancho just kept on coming, and then a four-run seventh gave him a one-run lead. But the Sixers scored twice in the ninth to come back and take the lead and then won it. 2-2 is in there on the inside corner for strike three called, and that's out number two in the sixth. First strikeout for Martin Santana. And the batter, Werner Blakely. For those hockey fans out there, game one of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Avalanche and the Lightning. First pitch here in for strike one to Blakely, who showed bunt, pulled it back for strike one. Well, game one of the Stanley Cup, spoiler alert. And they're headed to overtime. Here's a chopper right side. Easy hop for the second baseman, Betancourt, moving to his left. And he gets Blakely at first base. A 1-2-3 inning for Martin Santana. And this game headed for the bottom of the sixth inning. 66ers still trailing 3-1.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Inland Empire 66ers have the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. By pledging to be a Budweiser Responsible Fan when you're at the games, you'll have a chance to be a Budweiser Responsible Fan of the game and receive a prize. Join the team that enjoys responsibly and always plans ahead for a safe ride. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago. And why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Stewart Aquino gets the ball for the sixth inning. He got the last out of the fifth with some help on a great catch by Alexander Ramirez. And now he faces Julio Carrion, who homered his last time up. He's one for one with a walk and that home run. And the first pitch to him is swung on and driven right center. This one's trouble. Calabresi on the run, and he'll play it off the wall. Bounces up over his head, but he's able to pick it up, fire it back in. Carrion at second base with a stand-up leadoff double here in the last half of the sixth. And the batter now, Kenneth Betancourt. Betancourt, 0-for-1. Walked and lined to first. Aquino set at the belt. Looks at second, kicks and comes home. And the pitch up and in has Betancourt ducking and backpedaling out of the box. One ball, no strikes. Swing and a fly ball left field, and Orocho got a bad jump and took a bad route. This one's over his head and going to the wall. Around third, Carrion, he's coming home. The throw went into second, so there's no chance for a play at the plate. And Betancourt at second base with a double, but man, Jeremy Orocho, he looked like a wide receiver running an out and up rather than going straight for it. He did not think that one had the distance it did. And It just got over his head. Cardione was standing on second base thinking it was going to be caught. It's back-to-back doubles to start the sixth inning, and the Quakes now lead 4-1. RBI for Betancourt is 29th. First pitch here, lined right back into the screen. 0-1. Rancho has 6 hits in this game. And just counting it up right here, 5 of the 6 for extra bases. 3 doubles, 2 home runs. And Aquino just balked as the second baseman Placencia broke to second base. Aquino was looking back there, and then he got caught in between and flinched and got called for the balk. So things unraveling a little bit here for Inland Empire as the Quakes have a runner at third, nobody out. 66ers bring the infield up. Oh and one, and the pitch. Down and away, check swing. Diaz held up. Luis Diaz at the plate. Everybody better go ahead. One ball, one strike. Next one down and away. Two and one. Two, one pitch fouled back. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Diaz is 1-for-3. He has the lone single for Rancho. 2-2. Chased and missed one in the dirt. Big strikeout there. Nice block by Caro behind the plate. Second time Diaz has struck out in this game. Well, Aquino not out of the woods yet. Runner at third with one out for Jake Vogel. Quakes trying to put the first crooked number of the game on the board. Everybody has scored in singles. As Vogel swings at the first pitch and he scores with a single. Rather scores his teammate Betancourt. A line base hit into right. And it's now 5-1 Rancho. Vogel picks up RBI 18. And a runner at first with one out for Yainer Fernandez. So yesterday it was Rancho who came back down 7-1 to eventually take a lead, even though IE ultimately won the game. Today it's going to be the other way around for the 66ers. If they have a chance at winning this one, they're going to have to come back. One out, runner at first. First pitch to Fernandez. Strike on the outside at the knees, nothing and one. Twilight time here in Rancho. Great to have you with us. Jason Schwartz in for Steve Wendt tonight. 0-1, the pitch. Foul back off Caro, the catcher. It's nothing and two. Lights really in full effect now. Sky still light. Can still see the mountains. More of a silhouette now of Cucamonga Peak and the rest of the San Gabriels we can see. Oh, 2 pitch. Runner goes from first. Pitch chopped up the middle. Vera charges. Nice pick to glove it. Throws high to first. Watson comes off the bag. Catches, tags the runner. Out at first, but into second is Vogel. It's a nice play by Vera, though, to pick that ball. 2 out. Runner at second. Here's Damon Keith, who hit a home run to left field his last time. Two out, runner at second. And Aquino kicks and deals. Way outside in the dirt, and somehow Caro picked it. didn't even get down to block it. He just picked it on the backhand side. One and oh. Aquino looks at second. Next pitch. Way outside again, and again Caro able to pick it on the backhand side. That time he really had no chance but to just lunge and get it. No chance to block that one. Kind of slid on the shin guards there too. Almost looked like a hockey goalie, as we were just talking about the Stanley Cup final a little bit ago. 2-0 pitch. Low and away, ball three. 66er bullpen at the moment quiet. 3-0 with two out. Runner at second, 5-1 Quakes. Here is the next pitch. And it's up and in, ball four. Four-pitch walk. And Keith jogs down to first. Here's Gage Howard. So three hits and a walk so far in the inning. Howard 0 for 2 with a walk in this game. Has a chance to really break it open here. Left-handed batter, upright stance. Aquino looks back at second, now comes to the plate. And the pitch down and in. And that is ball five. Five in a row out of the zone. And now we're going to get a mound visit as IE pitching coach Bo Martino walks out there to talk with Aquino here. Aquino, the third 66er pitcher of the game. They started with Kohanowitz. He went 3 2/3. Gave up two runs on two hits. He walked five. He struck out two. Then Walsh, one inning, one run on two hits, one walk. Didn't strike out anybody. Now Aquino, he's given up two runs on three hits. He has walked one and struck out one. And now seven walks in the game for 66er pitching. Howard stands back in. 1-0. And Aquino kicks and deals. High and away, ball two. Two and oh, six straight out of the zone. Next pitch. Up and away, make it seven straight out of the zone. Here it comes. In the dirt, all the way to the backstop. It's ball four, and the eighth straight ball. Back-to-back walks. Bases loaded, two out for Austin Gauthier. So Gauthier with a bags full, two out. Let's see if he's ready to jump on one as Aquino is desperate to get one over. First pitch here. Fastball at the knees, right on the border for strike one, and he breaks the string of eight straight out of the zone. 0-1. Next pitch. Waved at and missed, a pitch in the dirt. Gauthier fooled badly. Now it's nothing in two. And that would be something here if after back-to-back four-pitch walks, he hits a three-pitch strikeout. But also be careful because the 66ers have already given up home runs on 202 pitches tonight. Here it comes, the pitch. in there, right down the middle. Gauthier took it, a breaking ball for strike three called. And Aquino is able to limit the damage to just two runs. But time running out on the 66ers, who need to get something going offensively as they trail 5-1 as we head to the seventh inning.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Carlton Fisk. Make your plans today to visit Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run.
Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Top of the seventh, it's 5-1 Rancho, and a new pitcher for the Quakes, Orlando Ortiz, facing Alexander Ramirez. First pitch down and away, ball one. Ortiz activated off the injured list today. He has not pitched since April. Hurt himself after a game in Lake Elsinore, and now he's back. Delivers high for ball two to Ramirez. It's 2-0. Alexander, a double his last time up. He's 1-for-2. Orlando, the wind, and the pitch. Very high, ball three. So 66ers hoping that maybe they can take advantage of a little rust from Ortiz. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Ortiz, native of Puerto Rico, pitched in college in Alabama at Troy University. 24 years old. And the 3-1 down and away, ball four. So that is a promising start to the inning for Inland Empire, especially as they look to feast on a guy who, like we just said, hasn't pitched in a while and might be dealing with some rustiness. Ortiz making his sixth appearance. Two of them starts this year. 0-1, 7.36 ERA. He faces David Calabresi, who squares to bunt, lays one down towards third, and it rolls foul on the line. 0-1 to Calabresi. Take a deeper look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Budweiser, starting in the California League and the game that we've been watching all night. Lake Elsinore at Modesto. Bottom of the fifth. Storm just added two in the fifth inning. It's 6-2 Lake Elsinore as they try to even up that series. Ortiz, the 0-1. Calabresi fouls one off at the plate. He topped it down into the plate and then hit it twice with his bat, once down into the dirt, and then the other came up and hit his barrel in his backswing. He's behind 0-2 with a runner at first, and the Sixers trailing by four here in the seventh inning. Stockton trailing Visalia 3-1 at Valley Strong Ballpark, top of the eighth inning. Off speed, down and away to David. It's 1-2. Stockton has the bases loaded right now in the eighth, trailing by two runs. And then a final in the Cal League today, a day game in San Jose. The Giants beat Fresno 12-6. A lot of home runs hit in that game. Here's the 1-2. Just off the plate. Changeup taken by Calabresi. It's ball two, 2-2. Fresno hit three homers in that game. The Giants also hit three. Giants were down 6-5 in the seventh and then scored seven unanswered runs the rest of the way. 2-2, swinging a drive to deep right, but this is staying in the yard. Back to the warning track. Keith to make the catch. Calabresi got a lot of it, but not all of it. And it's a loud first out here in the seventh. So the Giants, their outside chance at a first half title. They are six games back of Fresno, but four left this week head to head. So the Giants can run off four in a row. They'd go into next week with three games remaining in the half, just two games back. Change up down and away, ball one to Jeremy Orocho, 1-0. Sixers kind of in a similar spot as we mentioned earlier. They're five games back, but they don't have the luxury of facing the storm at any point before the first half ends. So they need help from others. 1-0 pitch in there, 1-1. And then, I mean, you'd really have to get into the math on this, but think about, okay, well, next week, yeah, Inland Empire might still be chasing Lake Elsinore, but then they got to hope Rancho wins, and they're also chasing Rancho. So it's a tough road to get there at this point in the first half if you're IE. Next pitch down and away, ball two, 2-1. Two-one pitch. On the inside corner, it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, 5-1 Quakes, seventh inning. Sixers have a runner at first. Next pitch. In there with a backdoor slider, strike three called. Orocho down on strikes. Two out in the inning. Here's Kevin Watson, Jr. Keeping the Budweiser out-of-town scoreboard going, looking at the Angels' org today. Triple-A Salt Lake, they are having a tough one in Albuquerque, trailing the Rockies' Triple-A affiliate 17-8. That game in the eighth inning. Watson at the plate, left-handed hitter. First pitch from Ortiz, down and in, ball one. Double-A Rocket City shut out Montgomery today, 9-0. And high A Tri-City tied with Everett 2-2, middle of the sixth up in the Pacific Northwest, where I'm sure it's still light and sunny out. 1-0 pitch inside, ball two. Love the baseball season up there. Love this time of year where, let's see, what's the sunset in Everett, Washington today? 9:10, so they still have 40 minutes of sunshine. 2-0 pitch. Inside 3-0. They may not even need the lights for that game tonight in Everett. Three and oh, two out, runner at first. Watson waiting. He's 0-2 with two strikeouts. Next pitch to him, a high strike. 3-1. Give you some big league scores in the bottom half of this inning on the Budweiser out-of-town scoreboard. Vojta Menchik, hopeful of an at-bat. He's on deck. Top of the seventh and the 3-1. Swing and a high drive to center. Vogel back at the wall, looking up, and Watson has cut the lead in half. A home run to dead center off the batter's eye. His second of the season. It's 5-3, Rancho. As Watson touches home. Picks up his 12th and 13th runs batted in. And that one just an absolute smash. Now Vojta Menchik at the plate. Two out, nobody on. Ortiz, first pitch. Breaking ball down and away, ball one. Mancheek has walked twice. Ortiz, 1-0, the pitch. Chop towards short. Third baseman cuts in front and then has it go off his leg. Diaz tried to cut in front of Gauthier and did not field it cleanly. He is charged with an error. E5 keeps the inning alive and brings the tying run to the plate in Adrian Plasencia. Second error of the game for Rancho, and they're going to get a mound visit as Rancho's pitching coach, Duran Olinger, comes out. To talk with Orlando Ortiz. Quakes employing two pitching coaches, as they have now for a few seasons. Ramon Troncoso, the other one, usually will come out and talk with the Spanish-speaking players, though I think Orlando Ortiz is bilingual. But it's Olinger who comes to the mound. And at the risk of making a really bad pun joke here, he does not linger very long. Quick message, and then heads back to the dugout. So, Plasencia stands in. Runner at first, two out. 5-3 Quakes. Pitch from Ortiz. Plasencia swings and fouls it back. 0-1. Five to three Quakes. Plasencia, line to left, grounded to second, grounded to first. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Runner goes, and the pitch, a strike, throw to second, not in time. A stolen base for Mencheek. But an 0-2 count now at the plate on Plasencia. Mencheek picks up his 10th steal of the season. Tied now for the team lead with Blakely and Carroll. Or rather, Ramirez. Next pitch. And that one swung on and missed. Plasencia strikes out, and the inning is over. But the Sixers do get two as they cut Rancho's lead in half. It is 5-3 thanks to the two-run homer by Kevin Watson Jr. And we'll be back for the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch in Rancho, 5-3 Quakes.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place where we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago and why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit or toyotaofredlands.com.
Time to stretch has passed. Bottom of the seventh now, 5-3 Rancho, and Stuart Aquino back to the mound for the 66ers facing Junior Garcia, who takes the first pitch for ball one, 1-0. So we'll see now if Aquino can keep Inland Empire in this thing. Now it's a two-run game. Breaking ball. Garcia can't hold up on a check swing. And the count goes to 1-1. Swing and a shot to left. Back on it, Orocho. He reaches up and brings it in. Nice play in left field by Orocho on a sharp line drive. One down. Here is Julio Carrión. Well, finishing off the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Budweiser. Looking at the MLB scores. And right now at Dodger Stadium, headed to the fifth inning, Dodgers lead the Angels 4-0. First pitch here, up and in, ball one to Julio Carrión. One ball, no strikes. Some finals to tell you about. Braves today beat the Nationals 8-2. Braves very hot right now. 1-0 pitch, off speed down and away. The Yankees won their 46th game. They're 46-16 as they beat Tampa Bay 4-3 today. Blue Jays beat the Orioles in 10 innings, 7-6. Former Lancaster Jethawk Teoscar Hernandez hit his fourth homer as Carrión fouls it back. And the count's 2-1. Brewers over the Mets today 10-2 as Corbin Burns got the win. Made Craig Counsell the winningest manager in Brewers history. Carrión fouls back to 2-1, evens the count 2-2. Red Sox rout the A's today 10-1 the final. Former Quake Alex Verdugo hit his fourth home run. Pirates over the Cardinals today 6-4. Here's the 2-2, a little tapper towards first. It's got spin, but it goes foul and stays that way. We'll do it again at 2-2. Former Lake Elsinore Storm David Bednar with his 11th save for the Pirates in that win over the Cardinals today. Padres are giving it to the Cubs tonight. Going to the ninth inning, Padres are up 16-5. Manny Machado's 3-for-3 with a home run, 4 RBIs. Here comes the 2-2 from Aquino to Carrión. And another foul back. We'll do it again. 5-3 Quakes, bottom of the seventh, one out, nobody on. The Guardians in Denver to take on the Rockies, and Cleveland leading 7-5. That game, bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the 2-2. Aquino again, and got him looking on the outside corner. Strike three called. Third strikeout for Aquino. Two out for Kenneth Betancourt. Other finals today, Phillies beat the Marlins 3-1. Former USC Trojan Garrett Stubbs, his third homer, fight on. White Sox routed the Tigers, blanked them 13-0. Pitch down and away, ball one. Not sure what's more impressive, the runs or the hits. 22-4 in favor of the White Sox in the hit column. Astros beat the Rangers today 9-2. Former Quake Corey Seager is 13th homer. Former Jethawk Yuli Gurriel is 4th. We told you the story and the headline from that game, though. It's the 1-0. It's an off-speed pitch for a strike, 1-1. The Astros in that game had two immaculate innings, and it was originally thought to be the first time that a team had had two immaculate innings in one game. Aquino's 1-1. Off-speed down and away, 2-1. Later learned that it's the first time in big league history that there have been two immaculate innings on one day. Luis Garcia and Phil Maton with the immaculate innings. Maton, former Caliger with the Storm. 2-1. The pitch. Line down the right field line, and that one going into the 66er bullpen, and it's 2-2. Finishing up the Budweiser Out of Town scoreboard, Diamondbacks beat the Reds today 7-4. Royals over the Giants by the Bay 3-2. Twins shut out the Mariners 5-0. 2-2 pitch. Way outside. It's a full count. And then, as we told you, the Dodgers right now up on the Angels 4-0. Former Quake Will Smith has his 8th home run. Trey Turner's also hit his 8th home run. And we saw former High Desert Maverick Chris Taylor have a home run taken away by Mike Trout. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Then it just misses inside. Almost had Betancourt looking instead. And it's ball four. Could have gone either way there. Very close. And I think the 66ers could have easily had that one go their way. Here is Luis Diaz, leadoff man, runner at first. First pitch, swings, drives one deep center. He may have just gotten the runs back. Calabresi's at the wall. He's out of room. Diaz is fired up, knew it all the way. Ball hit off the batter's eye, looked down, and Diaz was barely halfway to first base, so he really must have admired that one. Two-run home run, and it's right back to a four-run game. Diaz just could not be more excited as he rounds the bases. Finally hits home plate. That is his 8th of the season. It's 7-3 Rancho. Here is Jake Vogel. So that two-strike pitch there that did not go Aquino's way for ball four looms large. Pitch to Vogel. 0-1. Can't hold up on a, well, what he had hoped was a check swing, and now it's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Aquino set of the belt. And the righty on 0-2 deals on the outside corner. That he gets the call. Strike three. But the damage done. Two-run homer for Luis Diaz. Back to a four-run Quakes lead as we go to the 8th. It is 7-3 Rancho Cucamonga.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is a place with thousands of stories to be told. It's a place to relive baseball's greatest moments and share them with future generations. It's a place to experience the game and how it has shaped our history. Cooperstown is a destination with something for the entire family. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your trip to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown at baseballhall.org.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
The Inland Empire has the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. Pledge to be a Budweiser responsible fan when you're at the game. Enjoy responsibly and always plan ahead for a safe ride, whether that's requesting a rideshare service or using a designated driver. For more information, visit the Budweiser Responsibility Has Its Rewards kiosk at San Manuel Stadium. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
Another pitching change for Rancho. And it's Kelvin Bautista, left-hander, who comes in, leaving Orlando Ortiz, who threw one inning. And now the pitch. They're going to call no pitch there. It was a strike, but music started to play. And so Josiah Shepherd saying, hold on, I'm going to say no pitch, let's do it over. Edgar Caro's at the plate. He showed bunt there and pulled it back, and pitch was right there for a strike, but it's not going to count. Now Batista deals and catches the outside corner for strike one. 0-1. Sixers down 7-3. We're in the top of the eighth inning. And Batista set at the belt. 0-1. Kicks. Comes home. The pitch grounded left side into the hole. Backhanded by Gauthier. He loads. Throws on a hop. It is in time. Nice play. Caro is out. Now 0-4 today. One away for Errol Vera. So Vera, switch hitter, bats right-handed. He's 1-for-3. And Bautista's first pitch to him is fouled back into the net, 0-1. Bautista making his 17th appearance. He has struggled, 0-3, 9.27 ERA, 23 earned runs, and 22 into third innings. Next pitch down and away, ball one, 1-1. Seven runs, eight hits, two errors for the Quakes, including three home runs. Three runs, four hits, no errors for the Sixers. They've got one homer as Vera swings and misses at a breaking ball. Count now 1-2. Well, top of the eighth here. Game two of the six games set. Sixers down to their final five outs. Now make it four as Vera looks at a fastball right down the middle. Strike three called. Second straight time he has struck out looking. And the third time he has struck out tonight. Bautista, the fourth pitcher for Rancho. Rosario went 4 1/3. Martin Santana, an inning and a third. Ortiz went one. Now Bautista. The pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Strange line score tonight. It's kind of a weird pattern. Everyone was scoring one run in an inning. And then now everyone's scoring two runs in innings. Breaking ball in there, 1-1. More specifically, from the bottom of the fourth through the bottom of the fifth, each team scored one run. So you had three straight half innings where one run was scored. Now from the bottom of the sixth through the bottom of the seventh, three straight where two runs have scored. Pitch down and in. It's 2-1 now to Werner Blakely, who's 0-3. Fly to right, struck out swinging, and grounded out to second base. Open stance from the left side. Two balls, one strike. Bautista set the pitch. Down and away. It's ball three. Rancho pitchers have combined to strike out seven, walk three. 66er pitchers have combined now to walk. Is it 9? 3-1 swing and a miss. It's 3-2. Down and in. It's ball four. And Blakely draws the two-out walk. He heads down to first. And that brings Ramirez to the plate. By the way, the announced attendance in Rancho tonight, 1,059, and 31 dogs on this, they call it the Bark in the Ballpark. Here's the first pitch to Ramirez. He takes a hack, fouls it back, nothing and one. Throw to first base. Runner back in. Oh, and one. Next pitch. Low. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. Here it comes. And it's chopped left side. Gauthier has a long hop, loads up, throws to first. And he beats Ramirez there. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, a man left, no errors. On we go. Bottom of the eighth inning. Quakes 7, 66ers 3.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Inland Empire 66ers have the best fans in baseball. And if you're 21 or older, remember that responsibility has its rewards. By pledging to be a Budweiser Responsible Fan when you're at the games, you'll have a chance to be a Budweiser Responsible Fan of the game and receive a prize. Join the team that enjoys responsibly and always plans ahead for a safe ride. From your friends at Budweiser, the 66ers, and Diamond Concessions.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago. And why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Daniel Noonan, the new pitcher for Inland Empire, here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The fourth 66er pitcher tonight. First pitch, ball. Second pitch, ball two to Yainer Fernandez. 7-3 Rancho. Bottom of the eighth. The stretch and the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a high pop-up left side of the infield. Menchik, the third baseman, across into foul ground, and he makes the catch for out number one. Daniel Noonan making his 12th appearance, 4.42 ERA, no record this year, no wins, no losses. 18 and a third innings. The left-hander working now on Damon Keith, who has a home run tonight, 1-for-3, takes the first pitch high, ball one. 66ers will be down at least four in the ninth, and they'll have Calabresio, Rocho, and Watson to try to make something happen. 1-0 pitch, up and away, it's ball two, 2-0. Seven runs, eight hits, two errors for the Quakes, 3-4-0 for the 66ers, and Noonan pitches again high, it's 3-0. Quakes have left 10 on base in this game. They left at least a runner in every inning until the seventh. 3-0 pitch. And it's way outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Keith. Second time he's walked. Aquino went 2 and a third. He gave up four runs on four hits. Delivers a strike, Noonan does, to Gage Howard. Next pitch, breaking ball in there. It's 0-2. Aquino walked three and struck out four. So a messy line for him. No balls and two strikes. Noonan working on Keith, the pitch. Chop to first. It goes foul. Just foul, fielded by Watson. He tried to come up and get it before it went foul, but wasn't able to do it. 0-2. Howard today has walked twice. So that's now 10 walks issued by 66er pitching in this game. Ten walks, six strikeouts. 0-2, the pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. He strikes out Howard, second out of the inning. And it brings Austin Gauthier to the plate. Well, again, this is just game two of the six-game series. Tomorrow at 6:30, Friday 6:30, Saturday also 6:30, and then Sunday 2 o'clock. Pitch here to Gauthier, right-handed batter, looks at one outside, ball one. Connor Van Scoy pitches tomorrow for IE, River Ryan for Rancho, and then Fernando Guarnere on Friday against Wei Shanglin. Pitch up and in, ball two, 2-0. Alejandro Hidalgo scheduled to start Saturday for the 66ers, and Julio Goff on Sunday. 2-0. Here it comes, and it's down and in, ball three. On the Budweiser out-of-town scoreboard, Modesto with a run into sixth. It's a 7-3 score up in Modesto. Storm leading it by four. Same score as we've got here. Three and oh. And the next pitch is in there. Strike one. 3-1. The margin for error for Inland Empire in this first half, slim to none. Basically have to win out. So tonight not going their way. 3-1, swung on and missed, 3-2. But again, that's the beauty of this season is we've got a chance at a second half title. 3-2, two out. Runner at first will be on the move. Keith takes off the pitch. Just inside, ball four. Second walk of the inning for Noonan. 11 walks for Inland Empire pitching. Two out, two on. And here's Garcia, first pitch swinging, fouls it away. 0-1. Seven, three Quakes, bottom of the eighth inning. Two on, two out. Sixers will have Calabrese, Orocho, and Watson. Next pitch, broken bat flare into center, and that falls for a hit. Around third, Keith, he comes home to score. Over to third, Gauthier, as the throw in cut off. So a couple of walks and the Quakes cash him in. It's 8-3 and a 5-run Rancho lead. Here is Julio Carrión. Carrión, a double, a home run, a walk, a strikeout in this game. Two out, runners at the corners, the pitch. And Carrión takes high, ball one. Well, we've been talking about the game at Dodger Stadium. They're in the bottom of the sixth right now. And one thing to note is that the Angels have yet to get a hit. 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Tyler Anderson starting the game for the Dodgers. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball left side. Menchik picks it to his left. Spins, throws to first, and it's on the money to get Cardone. And the inning is over. But the Quakes add an insurance run, and the Sixers come to bat in the top of the ninth when we come back with three outs to work with, trailing by five. It's 8-3.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Carlton Fisk. Make your plans today to visit Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run.
Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Top of the ninth. Last chance for IE. They trail by 5-8-3. Kelvin Bautista back to the mound for the Quakes, and David Calabresi leads off. First pitch swinging, fouls it away, nothing in one. Calabresi flew out to the wall his last time up. He's 0-for-3. Batting average dipping back below 200. No balls, one strike. Next pitch from Bautista, fouled away. Again, it's 0-2. After the game, we'll have the San Manuel postgame show for you. Again, it's been a pleasure to be with you all tonight. I'm Jason Schwartz in for Steve Wendt tonight. O-2 pitch. Bautista deals. And Calabresi fouls it back. We'll do it again. Eight to three Quakes, trying to even up the series at a game apiece. 0-2. Next pitch. Down and away in the dirt. Kicks away. One ball, two strikes. Quakes, all of a sudden, they've scored in each of the last five innings. Pitch high, check swing, and he went. Calabresi strikes out, and there's one away in the top of the ninth. Here's Jeremy Orocho. Yeah, the Quakes scored one in the second, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, two in the sixth, two in the seventh, and one in the eighth. Meanwhile, IE one in the fifth and two in the seventh on the Watson home run. Wojta Menchik at the plate, first pitch to him. He swings, rips it to third. Diaz fields it to his left. Throws to first. Threw it a little wide, but a nice stretch by Carrion. And one third baseman grounds out to the other for the second out of the ninth. And now the Sixers down to their final out. Kevin Watson Jr. steps in. Hit a two-run shot his last time up in the seventh. Dead center field, his second home run. Now he stands up there trying to extend the game. Two out, nobody on, five-run lead for the Quakes. First pitch from Bautista. Fastball right in there, strike one. Next pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And the Sixers down to their last strike tonight. 0-2, two out, nobody on. Bautista set of the belt, the left-hander kicks, deals, and a ground ball to short, backhanded by Gauthier, throws to first. A 1-2-3 ninth. Sixers go quietly, and the game comes to a close. Rancho Cucamonga the winners tonight, 8-3 the final, as they even up the series at a game of these. Quakes out for high fives and handshakes. Sixers will look to turn the page, and we will step aside and come back in a moment with the San Manuel postgame show from Walmart Field.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Home. It means something different to all of us. For some, it means family time. For others, me time. Home is a place where we can be ourselves and welcome our friends. It's where we can share a meal and a laugh. Home is the reason two brothers opened a grocery store over 85 years ago, and why bringing joy to yours is at the heart of everything we do. Stater Brothers. Fresh. Affordable. Community first.
Are you looking for a new vehicle soon? Have you made arrangements for it to be available when you need it? With the recent chip shortage, you can't find a ride. Toyota Redland says, let's get ahead of it. Order exactly what you want. When it arrives, it's got your name on it. Some dealers are pricing way over sticker. That's not how we work. Get ahead of it and order yours soon. Toyota Redlands, where the 10 and 210s meet at the Tennessee Street exit, or toyotaofredlands.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rancho Cucamonga, and welcome into the San Manuel postgame show. Jason Schwartz in for Steve Wendt. Great to have you all with us. Thanks for sticking with us here. This game has gone final, and the Sixers fall to the Quakes tonight, 8-3. A look at the final totals. Rancho now 33-26, scored 8 runs on 9 hits with 2 errors and left 12 on base. Sixers dropped 29-30, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors, 5 left. Winning pitcher Martin Santana in relief now 3-1. The loss to the IE starter Jack Ohanowitz, he's now 0-1. Home runs in the game for Inland Empire. Kevin Watson Jr. hit his second. And for Rancho, they had 3. Luis Diaz, his 8th. Damon Keith, his 8th. And Julio Carrion, his 5th. Time of the game, 2:32, in front of 1,059 in attendance, including 31 dogs. All right, let's go back and walk you through how this one unfolded. Started off as a good pitcher's duel between Jermaine Rosario and Jack Ohanowitz. The Quakes broke a scoreless tie in the bottom of the 4th inning with 2 out. Julio Carrion hit a solo home run to the opposite field and made it 1-0 Quakes. Ohanowitz would walk the next batter, Betancourt. It was his 5th walk, and that was all for him as Dave Stapleton came out, pulled the plug, and went to the bullpen. And Ohanowitz would ultimately give up 2 runs on 2 hits. Excuse me, there was a run on a Junior Garcia RBI double in the second, so the Carrion homer made it 2-0. Rancho Cucamonga. Ohanowitz, 2 runs on 2 hits over 3 2/3, 2 strikeouts, but 5 walks, and walks were a problem all night for Sixers pitching. The 66ers would get on the board in the 5th inning. Jeremy Orocho with an RBI single to score Alexander Ramirez, who had doubled to start that inning. That was against Jermaine Rosario. Rosario would come out shortly after, 4 1/3 for him, 1 run on 3 hits. He struck out 4 and walk 2, but it was 2-1, and then Rancho with a run in the bottom of the 5th on a Damon Keith solo shot. That was on an 0-2 pitch. The first 2 home runs of the game for the Quakes came on 0-2 pitches. It was 3-1. Then a couple of runs in the 6th against Stuart Aquino made it 5-1. Kevin Watson Jr. in the 7th cut the lead to 5-3 with his 2-run home run, but then the Quakes just kept coming. 2 more runs in the 7th, 1 run in the 8th, and 8-3, the ultimate final score as Rancho defeats Inland Empire tonight. So that's how this one unfolded here at Lone Mart Field. Let's look now at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Budweiser, starting in the Cal League and going to the eighth inning up in Modesto. Lake Elsinore leading Modesto 7-3. So the Storm, seeing that Rancho has won tonight, knowing they need to win to stay two games up. And meanwhile, Inland Empire at risk of falling to six games back with just, seven to play now after this one in the first half. San Jose today beat Fresno 12-6 in a day game up in San Jose. And Visalia beat Stockton. They held on, winning that one 3-2, the final. Looking at the Angels scores now, Angels looking for their first hit of the game at Dodger Stadium. They trailed the Dodgers 4-0 in the Angels system today. AAA Salt Lake fell to Albuquerque 20-8. 20-8, the final score. Former Jethawk Keith Holder, the winning pitcher in that game for Albuquerque. AA Rocket City defeated Montgomery 9-0 today. And in High A, Tri-City trails Everett 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Quick look at the rest of the big league scores for you. Braves beat the Nationals today 8-2. Yankees over the Rays 4-3. Blue Jays in 10 beat the Orioles 7-6. Brewers over the Mets 10-2. Red Sox 10-1 over the A's. Pirates beat the Cardinals 6-4. Padres over the Cubs 19-5. Guardians beat the Rockies 7-5. Phillies over the Marlins 3-1. White Sox blank the Tigers 13-0. Astros beat the Rangers today 9-2. Diamondbacks over the Reds 7-4. Royals edge the Giants 3-2. Twins shut out the Mariners 5-0. And that Angels-Dodgers game now headed to the 7th. 4-0 Dodgers, the only game still going in the major leagues. That is your Cal League Angels and Big League scoreboard on the out-of-town scoreboard for the 15th of June, 2022. And we look forward now on this San Manuel postgame show to tomorrow's game, game three of this six-game series here at Lone Mart Field, as the 66ers send Connor Van Scoy to the mound. The right-hander taking the hill tomorrow with a 3-4 record and a 7.09 ERA. He'll go up against River Ryan, 0-1, with a 3.12 ERA. 6:30 first pitch time, and we'll have the coverage starting for you at 6:20 on the 66ers broadcast network. So tomorrow, 6:30, game three of the six-game series. Okay, before we leave you tonight, the final totals for a final time. Rancho wins it 8-3 as they improve to 33-26. 8 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, 12 left. Sixers dropped 29-30. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and 5 left on base. The winning pitcher, Martin Santana, now 3-1. The loss to Jack Ohanowitz, now 0-1. Kevin Watson Jr., his second homer of the season for IE. And for Rancho, they had 3. Diaz is 8th, Keith his 8th, and Carrion is 5th. Game time 232, and the announced attendance again 1,059 with 31 dogs. All right, well, that'll do it for us tonight from Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. For the voice of the 66ers, Steve Wendt, and everybody with the Inland Empire 66ers, I'm Jason Schwartz saying thanks so much for joining us tonight and making us a part of your Wednesday evening. It was a pleasure to be here and pinch hit for Steve and be with all of you. So thank you for a wonderful evening here on the 66ers side. But once again, the Quakes end up on top. They beat Inland Empire 8-3. Game time tomorrow at 6:30. Until then, good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to tonight's game. And remember that you can get all your Inland Empire 66ers information at 66ers.com. We'll see you next time with more Inland Empire Baseball, heard worldwide at 66ers.com.